My favorite one, the default mode brain network, and I call it the imagination network. How is the imagination network relevant to manifestation?
Well, one, it's self-referential. And as you were saying, you mentioned creativity, but it creates stories about ourselves. And that's wonderful. And of course, it's associated with mind wondering. So it's not, if you will, part of the what we call the task positive network. So it may set the stage for your intention, but actually to have your intention manifest, you have to engage the other networks, which, as you know, of course, is the salience network and the attention network and the executive control network. And so in some ways, when you are actually doing the manifesting, the default mode network is downregulated or turned off, if you will. Of course, the problem is that, you know, it can be hijacked by fear, worry, anxiety, and which can also be engaged to result in rumination. So I think that's something to keep in mind. But at its best, it will set the stage for you manifesting and engaging these other networks.